Well, praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for another opportunity God has given me to come share with you on this, praise God, this Friday, August 19th, 2022. Praise God. I'm Pastor James A. Dansby of Great Commission Fellowship here in Birmingham, Alabama. Praise God. Just thanking God. Praise God that I can declare to once again that Christ is the answer to all of our problems. Praise God. Doesn't matter how large, how small it may be. Cast all your cares, the Lord said, upon me because I do care for you. But praise God, I do have a word. I have a word on this Friday just for you. If you're tuning in today, this word is for you. Turn to John's Gospel, the fourth chapter, familiar passage of Scripture. I'm familiar to most all of us. And, you know, this has been a passage of Scripture that's been on my heart all week. I've been, praise God, quoting it. I've been talking to people and sharing with people, mostly from this chapter this week. And I just want to expand on it since the Spirit of the Lord seems to have me in this area here. Look at John 4, and I do encourage you to jot down your Scriptures. Praise God. Look with me. Open your Bible. Let this be your study time. Praise God. Pastor comes at least once a week, sometimes two and three times, depending on the Spirit leading. Amen. But John 4:27, it reads, "And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou? Or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pots and went her way into the city and said unto the men, Come, see a man, praise God, who told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto her." That's about it for it. Father, I bless you today. Thank you, Lord, for once again giving me an opportunity to come to share your word today. Now, Lord, I pray the anointing as I partner with the Holy Spirit, as he partners with me, I pray that you open the ears and eyes of the people today, Lord, that they might see and hear what thus saith the Lord. And I'll be mindful to give you all the praise. I give you all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And praise God. Now, we want you for a subject here, praise God, since I've been doing a lot of this week here, testifying of Christ, testifying of Christ. See, this is a very familiar passage of Scripture here, a very familiar chapter, incident altogether, known by most people that go to church today, they are familiar with this here passage of Scripture. But I'm afraid that it is understood really by only a few people that really understand the true meaning. There's so much here. I'm not saying that I understand everything. I have received everything out of this chapter. I am still getting revelations. Amen. But now, in this chapter involves a conversation between Christ and the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well. And the first 41 verses of this chapter records the conversation between the woman and Christ. We're not going to look at all the verses. We're going to just move through some verses that God has put on my heart for this particular broadcast. Praise God. We're just going to look at some key verses that will help us to clearly see, hopefully, what the salvation experience is all about. Praise God. Amen. And, you know, not just for her, but now for every believer. What is it about? None of us are exempt from this experience. And as we examine, I'm talking about believers now, as we examine her miraculous incident, experience here with the Lord, let's keep this in mind. Keep this in mind now. Listen to me now. If you're saved today, praise God, if you are really and truly saved today, you will say that this experience that I hear here, it's just like mine. I had this same experience, if you're truly saved. Amen. Look back at verse 4 there now. Look at verse 4, chapter 4. Keep your bookmark in that John 4 there. And look at verse 4. And it says there that he must needs go through Samaria. I'm talking about Christ now. He had to go through this forbidden town, forbidden land, where the Jews didn't have any kind of social interaction with them. Praise God, they were outcasts. They were looked upon as being outcasts. Christ says, I must go where I should not go. Praise God, I had to go to Samaria. So it means that he had an appointment with this woman. That's what he said. He had an appointment with this woman who was chosen by the Father from the foundation of the world to be a part of God's family, to be one of his children. Praise God. In other words, this woman was a gift to Christ. a gift to Christ for his obedience unto death on the cross, whereby he brought glory back to God. Praise God, and glory to the Word of God by perfectly keeping every bit of it. Amen. But now, it was her time now. It was her time to be saved. We all got a time. It was her time to be saved, a time that was designated by the Father from the foundation of the world. And in the Bible, it's called the fullness of time. There's a fullness of time which every ordained believer, praise God, we have a fullness of time. Every believer, truly, a fullness of time. A time to be born, naturally, yes. A time to be born again, yes, every believer. Now, in her case, she was very blessed and privileged to have had Christ himself in the flesh to lead her to salvation. Oh, what a blessing that was. But now after his ascension, after he ascended back to his Father, back to the throne, he sent the Holy Spirit back, praise God, to be the instrument used of God to bring the rest of his children into the fellowship per the fullness of their time, the appointed time for them to be saved. Now, the Lord's conversation with this woman here, it begins with him offering her something that all men has a deep, deep, deep down thirst for within. Oh, man. He's offering her something first now. Praise God. He's offering her something. He's offering you something today. Praise God that you can't find in this world. It's out of this world. He's offering it to you this very moment that are listening to me right now. Praise God. Now, his conversation, like I said, began with him giving her something to quench that deep down thirst that was within us. One that natural water can never fulfill. Natural water. See, it cannot fulfill that. See, it's a deep down thirst for God inside of all of us. For a thirst for real peace and real joy that the world can give to you and they can't take away. See, deep down inside of us. Praise God. Look at verse 7 there, John 4 again. Verse 7 there. It says, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water, he says. Jesus said unto her, give me some water. Give me something to drink there. Praise God. Now, in the Old Testament, there were many prophecies about Christ coming to quench the thirst of all mankind. Many words of prophecy. One we'll look at is 55:1, Isaiah. Jot this down, please. Isaiah 55:1. Praise God. A prophecy of him coming to fulfill our thirst that's not of this world. Praise God. Look what it says there in Isaiah 55:1. Ho, everyone that thirsted, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come on in now. Come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk, he says, without money and without price. Amen. See, the disciples now, according to verse 8 now, they gone now. They were going away into the city to buy meat. In other words, the Spirit of the Lord had sent them away. See, this gave the Lord an opportunity to speak to her in privacy, complete privacy, without outside interference. Praise God, because he knew how they felt about the Samaritans. Praise God. So now, Christ first addresses the cause of her thirst. And the cause of the cause of the universal thirst that is within all men, all of us, you and me, which can be described in only one word. One word. Sin. 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 Look at verse 15 there, that John 4, 15. Look at 15 through 18. There's a thirst in all of us, a thirst for God. That brought about because of sin entered into the world and into our lives, into our hearts. Look at verse 15 there. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water. Give me this water that I thirst not, neither cometh here to drink. Jesus said unto her, go, call thy husband. Oh, he's going to work with her sin now. Call your husband and you come hither. The woman said unto him, I have no husband. Oh, she's been honest. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, thou hast no husband, for thou hast had five. No, she didn't go to courthouse and marry five different men. No. Just a shack-up thing. Yeah. You've had five, and he whom thou now hast is not your husband, the one you're living with now. And that said thou truly, you told the truth. That was Jesus said, you told the truth. But now, dealing with our sin problems is crisis first order of the day in her life and in your life and in all of our lives. Amen? Praise God. And it'll be the same with all the preachers. If a preacher is called by God, if they are truly led by the Holy Spirit, praise God, they will preach against sin. See, sin is the root. It's the root cause of all the problems we face in mankind, among mankind, in our society today. Sin is the main problem. And any preacher, your preacher, if your preacher, your preacher, your preacher, your preacher, if he omits the preaching against sin in their messages, then take it to the bank. They're not called of God. They are not called of God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. These are false prophets that are trying to minister to you. Now, let's look on down. Go to 10 there. I'm going to look at 10. I'm going to skip a little bit. Look at John 4 and 10 there. 4 and 10. Jesus asked and said to her, if you knew the gift of God, woman, if you just knew, praise God, the gift of God, and who it is that said unto thee, give me to drink, if you knew who I am, thou would have asked of him, just asked of me, and I would have given you that living water. Living water. That's what Christ told this woman. You come to get water, but I got living water, though. Now, look at skip on 9:15. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water. Praise God that I thirst not. I want to come back here no more with these buckets and drawing water. Give me this water. She didn't quite understand, but until it happened to you, you won't understand. Amen? And he did. Praise God. She said, give me this water that I thirst not, and I neither have to come here to this well to draw again. And guess what? He slipped it in on her. He gave it to her. See, that very moment when in her heart she sorrowed and repented for her sins, in her heart, immediately her burdens of sin was lifted off of her. Joy and peace flooded her soul. Praise God. And she just couldn't hold her peace. She couldn't hold it. She had to tell somebody. She had to testify of Christ. Amen. Praise God. Look at that 28th verse. Skip on down to 28th verse of John. She had to tell somebody. Look at 28. It said, the woman then left her water pots. The disciples come back anyhow, and she's a little bit afraid of them because they were prejudiced. But then the woman left her water pot, went her way into the city, said to the men, come see a man. Come here. Y'all come see a man who told me all things. All things what? All things about her sins. He told me all things that ever I did. Could this not be the Christ? Could this be him? That's what she said. Amen. But now, see, just a taste of Christ's living water. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just a taste of the power of the Holy Ghost. That's all she, I'll tell you, she forgot about all that, them cares for water. She forgot about that. Pray her bucket and all that. She forgot all that. See, all other means of quenching her thirst for joy and peace, they were gone. She hit the mother lode. Praise God. She hit the mother lode. Christ had found another one of his lost sheep. And his messages were heard, you was and is today, you are a sinner. That's Christ's message to you. You are a sinner. As bougie as you think you are a sinner. And Christ said, I can heal. Matter of fact, I'm the only one. I can heal your sin-sick soul and quench that thirst that's deep down inside of you. Praise God. That's what the Lord is saying right here. See, you're a sinner. That's the message right there. If we put our trust in him, praise God, that he'll quench our thirst. See, this should be the message today coming from many of our pulpits. Pastor, you know, we can't preach against sin all the time. We got to try to grow the flock. We got to teach them how to put some meat on the bone. But you better get a bone first to put some meat on. You got to get them saved first. Huh? Praise God. See, nothing in this world can offer you and me anything that can quench that thirst that's deep down inside of us. Deep down. Nothing but Christ in you. The hope of glory. Nothing else but Christ in you. See, and you don't have to take my word for you. Praise God. Just listen. Listen to, praise God, the preacher. I'm talking about a real preacher, a real preacher. I hope your pastor's a real preacher. But if he ain't preaching against sin, I put a question mark around his name. But now, listen to the real preacher here, the wisest man besides Christ to ever walk the face of this earth. Listen to him, to what he says in Ecclesiastes 2. Turn to your Bible, Ecclesiastes 2. The wise man. Praise God, the wise man himself. He said, I said in my heart, go to now. Praise God, I reprove thee with mirth, therefore. Enjoy pleasure. Behold, this is also vanity. Pleasure. Vanity. He said, I said, of loft is mad, and of mirth, what doeth it? I sought in my heart to give myself, he says, unto wine. Huh? Yet acquainted my heart with wisdom, and to lay hold on folly, till I might see what was that good for the sons of men, which they should do under the heaven all the days of their life. He said, I made me great works. I built me houses. I planted me vineyards. I made me gardens and orchards. I planted trees, is what he said, in them of all kinds of fruits. I made me pools of water, to water that with the woods that bringeth forth trees. I got me servants. Maidservants born in my house. Also, I had great possessions of great and small cattle above all that were in Jerusalem, he says, before me. I gathered me also silver, gold, peculiar treasures of the kings of the providence. I got me men singers and women singers. Praise God. That's what he says here. And increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also, my wisdom remained with me. But watch it now. Watch these last verses here. Last two verses. Whatever mine eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not from my heart any joy. For my heart rejoiced in all my labor. And this was my portion of all my labor. Then I looked on all the works that my hand had wrought and on the labor that I had labored to do. Behold, all was in vain. It was vanity. Vexation of spirit. And there was no profit, he said. There was no profit in none of these things under the sun. I love as he closed out that book there, Ecclesiastes 12, 13, and 14. Listen to what he said. The wise man now. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Fear God. Keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work that we do into judgment. Every secret thing that we do, he going to bring it into judgment, whether it be good or whether it be evil. These are the words from the wisest man besides Christ that ever walked upon the face of the earth. All these things that we're told that we could have and we're told that we should pursue, all vain. If you hadn't tasted the living water, praise God, if you hadn't been to Christ, and got the gift of all gifts, peace that pass all understanding, joy that the world can't give you and the world can't take away. That's come from Christ. There's nowhere else that you can go. Nowhere else in this world that you can go. See now, but this is the same message is what I'm saying. The Lord spoke to me some 51 years ago. 51 years ago, I've been preaching, called by God, preach the same message 51 years ago. It wasn't a message of prosperity. It wasn't a message of blessing. It wasn't a message of physical healing, but it was a message of healing for my sin-sick soul. Praise God. And this is my testimony. It's my testimony, as it was this woman at the well. Praise God. Of course, praise God, many didn't believe her words. Oh, no. She was a woman because she was a woman, and she was a sinner on top of that. Praise God. They didn't believe mine. A lot of them didn't believe mine. Why? Because I was a sinner too. Praise God. And a pothead on top of it. Amen. But now, she had a remedy for their skepticism. I do too. I got a remedy for your skepticism. Huh? Look at that verse 28, John 4, verse 28. Go on down again. Let's look at it again. We're going to go back to that one there. The woman left her water pots and went into the city and said to the men, you come then. You don't believe me? Come see a man. You come see him, which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Huh? Then they went out of the city. They went out. You come see. They went out and come to Jesus. They came to Jesus. Will you do that? If you don't believe me, will you just come? You come to the Lord and see for yourself. Skip on down to 41. I'm going to go down to 41 there. I'm skipping a little bit. John 4:41. Many believe because of his own words. 41. Many believe because of his, not her words. Don't take my word for it. Praise God. You experience this for yourself. You come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. You come to Jesus. And let him speak to you and give you, praise God, this living water. Many believe, it says in that verse 41, because of his own words, and said to the woman, now we believe, woman, we believe. Not because of thy sayings. Not because of you. For we have heard him ourselves. Oh, they figured she was just on, she was tripping out. Amen. But now we heard him ourselves, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Praise God. That's my message to people. When you don't want to accept my word or my testimony as to what God has done for me, why don't you come and see for yourself? Why don't you come to Christ? Go to Christ. Ask Christ. Praise God. What is that living water that the preacher's talking about? What is that gift of that keep on giving that preacher's talking about? Amen. Praise God. Christ, he invites you. Come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden. Christ said, I will give you rest. You have an invitation to come to Christ today. Today is for you. Now, as I close, it would be really just plain old cowardice on my part if I didn't touch upon the controversy that is brewing today about women preachers. Amen. Praise God. See, let me first say, for a woman to be a pastor is altogether against the plain teaching of the word of God. I'll say that again. For a woman to be a pastor is against the plain teachings of the word of God. Amen. Let's get that out the way. But now, in this chapter, though, Christ purposely goes against the social status of that day. Purposely now. That day. Which said that a woman were only to be seen and not heard. They wouldn't be. No talk, low cue. And in America, praise God, for a lot of years, many years, it was like that in America. Women didn't have no voice. They didn't have no power and no voice in America. But Jesus is here. Think about it now. He's here talking to a woman in public. Forbidden. A woman in public. Oh, boy. That was not, and disciples, they were shocked when they came back and saw him talking to a woman. And I'm talking about noonday. Praise God, not at night, but I'm talking about it's the sun shining bright. He talking to this woman. So what is Jesus doing here? What is he doing here? What is Christ doing? Well, I tell you what he's doing. He's breaking down barriers here. He's teaching that his kingdom transcends nationalities. It transcends social statuses. It transcends genders. Now, that's what Christ is saying. Amen. That's what he's doing. But now, this woman at the well, she was saved. Do you believe that? She was saved. She was saved, and I believe that she was, praise God, she was indwelt by the Holy Spirit. I believe that. Well, was she to keep quiet about this experience? Or better still, could she? Could you? Could she? Keep quiet. With all this fire in her bosom, Jeremiah says, like fire, shut up in my... Could she keep quiet with the indwelling of this, out of this world experience into this frail body of ours or hers? Can we keep quiet? Is it possible to keep quiet? Just something I want you to think about. Amen? See, when the Holy Spirit fell upon her, were there certain gifts that the Holy Spirit omitted from her? She's a woman. So was there a clause somewhere? Was it stated somewhere that the gifts, certain gifts would be omitted from her? Like teaching? Like preaching? Can she do these things as long as she has a covering, maybe? A covering from her husband? A covering from her pastor? Or a covering even from Christ? Consent from these? Can she do it? Of course, now, women, you must realize the devil has always viewed the women as being weaker vessels. Yes. He came to Eve because he saw her as being more approachable, more accessible as far as his program is concerned. And it's still today. Easy to be manipulated. Yes, yes. We're not gonna back off from that. And today, praise God, the old devil himself, he put many women in positions that are clearly against the word of God. And they're causing havoc in the body. They're causing havoc. They're out of control. They're really out of control. And are greatly responsible for many of the ills that we have in our society, in our religious community today. But can we really put a muzzle on the mouth of the Holy Ghost? Can we do that? So I say to you today, on this day, on this Friday, Christ wants you to give him the opportunity to give you some living water. Quench that thirst that's deep down inside of it. But first of all, you must acknowledge your sins. You must repent of your sins and let the Lord, through his blood, his precious blood, wash your sins away. You must do that. And then, praise God, the Bible said, Luke said, there'll be joy in heaven. There'll be joy in heaven, praise God, not only in heaven, but in your heart. Over one sinner who repents. More so than 99 just people, persons that need no repentance. That's the word of God today. Let's bow here. Father, I bless you today. I thank you for this opportunity, once again, Lord, to say what you have put in my heart to say today. Now, Lord, I pray. I pray, Father, for those who have not tasted of this living water, those who will not admit that they are sinners. Lord, touch them right now. They that are whole, you said, need not a physician, but they that are sick. Lord, give them a heart to admit their sickness, their soul sickness, their sin sickness. Give them a heart to do so today, Lord, that you might give them this living water. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise God. Now, if you like this video, go over, hit that like button over there. Praise God. Hit that old bell over here. Subscribe. And when I come again, I bring your word. Praise God. I bring your word directly from the Lord, unafraid. It hadn't been doctored. It hadn't been cut. It's raw. Just from the Lord, from the Spirit of the Lord today. Praise God. But now, I want you to remember that we owned Facebook. Praise God. We own YouTube, Sermon Audio, James Dansby. Three different venues. You can catch us there. And we have a word from the Lord just for you. It's not a denominational word. It's what God says personally between myself and the Holy Ghost. But until that time, may God bless you. May God keep you is my prayer. Amen.